for your feet the readiness given by the gospel of peace. And in all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one.
だから立って真理を帯として腰に締め、正義を胸当てとしてつけ、平和の福音をつける準備の履物としなさい。なおその上に信仰を盾として取りなさい。それによって悪いものの放つ火の矢をことごとくことができるのです。
So what are these gifts that God gives us?
神様が私に与える賜物は真理、
Righteousness、
正義、
Readiness、
準備、
And faith、
そして信仰。
We looked at truth, let's look at righteousness.
The
Bible teaches us again and again that we have been made righteous because of Christ's death on the cross. So though we are sinners, we can receive Christ's righteousness.
罪のあるものですけれども、神様、イエス様によって神様の義を私たちは受けることができるっていう。
That's God's gift.
それは神様から私たちへの贈り物なわけですね。
That's God's part.
そしてそれは神様の役割です、ね。
But we also have a part.
私たちの役割があるわけです。
We need to appropriate that righteousness and make it our own.
神様の義を受け取って自分のものとする
必要があるんです。We have to choose to live rightly.
そして正しく生きるように選択する。
We have to choose to live justly.
正しく誠実に生きる必要があるんですね。
And we have to choose to live in a way that honors our Father God.
神様に栄光を神様に喜ばせる生き方をする必要が私たちにある。
Second
gift. 二つ目の贈り物は何かというと、
Readiness.
準備だっていうんですね。
The gift that He gives is readiness.
神様私たちに与えるのは準備できてるかってですね。
Readiness that is born out of the gospel of peace.
それはですね、神、平和からこうつながってるんですけども。
So just to rewind a little bit, what's the gospel of peace?
平和の福音って何でしょうか。
The gospel of peace is that our relationship with God has been healed.
神様との関係が癒されたっていうのが平和の福音なわけですね。
In case you didn't know, that is the gospel.
それが神様の平和の福音なんですね。私たちの神様の関係が回復され
て、And because of this relationship, we can be ready.
で、この神様の関係によって私たちは備えられている。
That readiness is given.
その備えというのは与えられたんですね。
No matter what happens.
状況はどんなことであっても私たちは
Like we sang today, at the end of the day, I'm still going to have 10,000 reasons to praise God.
今日賛美ありましたね。もうこの世の終わりにも 100万回賛美することができる。
No matter what happens during the day, I will be ready for it.
私はそのための準備があるということです。皆さんその備えがありますか？どうでしょうか？
Are you ready for whatever comes in your life?
どんなことが今日起こってもそれに対する準備が備えができていますか？
Because we need to put on this readiness.
この備えを私たちは身につける必要があるんです。
Next gift is faith.
そして次の贈り物は信仰です。
We need to use and receive that faith and make it our own.
信仰を受け取って用いて自分のものとしていく必要があります。
What does that mean?
でもそれはどういうことですか？
That means we need to trust God.
神様を信頼するっていうことなんですね。
No matter what happens,
どんな状況でも何が起き
ても、we need to trust God.
神様を信頼するってことが信仰なんです。
It talks about arrows, flaming arrows being shot at us.
火の矢が私たちの方に飛んできて、わーって。
And just as a little aside, imagine you're holding a shield, and it's got tons of flaming darts in the shield. They're burning. Are you going to trust that shield? It's on fire. It's on fire from the arrows that the Satan has shot at you.
この悪魔は私たちに、ね、見てきた。
Are you going to trust that shield or are you going to throw it away?
この信仰の盾を信じますか？もうダメだと思ってその信仰の盾を捨ててしまいますか？どっちでしょうか？それしっかり握ってますか？
We need to trust God.
私たちは神様を本当に信頼する必要がありますね。
The next gift that God gives.
次に神様が送ってくださる贈り物はこれです。
and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
また福音をかぶととしてかぶり、霊の剣、すなわち神の言葉を見なさいと言います。
Our thoughts lead us.
私たちの思いが私たちを導きますね。どうですか？
So having on the helmet of salvation on our head and on our brains, on which you know our mind can go in all sorts of different ways, is absolutely essential for our protection.
私たちの思いが導きます。私たち本当に救いの兜をしっかり身につけるということ、私たちがこれからどう思うか、どう進んでいくかに最も大切な重要なポイントでもあるんですね。
We need to know without a doubt that the battle has already been won.
私たちは覚えるんですね。もうすでにこの戦いは神様によって勝利されているということをしっかり覚えるべきです。
Because Christwon that battle on the cross through his death and through his resurrection.
そして蘇りによってもうこの戦いは勝利されてるってことが事実なんですね。
And next it talks about the sword of the Spirit.
本当に次書かれてるのは霊の剣ということが書かれてる。
And it says that that sword of the Spirit is the word of God.
御言葉だっていうんですね。
Now probably,We talked about the Word of God, so probably most of us think that that means the Bible, right? But the Word of God is usually theologu. Logos, everybody knows the word logos, right? In the book
company.
But this place does not say logos, word.
ここではそのロゴスという言葉が出てこないんですね。
This place in the Bible and as well as other places says rhema for word.
この方であのロゴじゃなくてレーマ、レーという言葉が使われています。
レーマ
が使われていますね。
So it's an entirely different meaning.
全然違う意味ですけど。
And the way the writers of the New Testament used the word rhema,
そのロゴじゃなくてレマというのを意識的にここで使われているんですね。
Was the gospel, the good news of God.
それはですね、神様の良い知らせという意味でこのレマが使われている。
In other words,The only offensive weapon, the only weapon that we're to use for offense and not for defense is the gospel.
どういうことかというと、私たちが守備的に使う武具ではなくて、本当に攻撃的に使う武具が福音だというんです。
Am I the only one who's amazed at this?
ね、皆さん、これ私だけですよ。すごいなと思ったのは。皆さんも驚きませんか？
The gospel.
神様は、ゴスペル、福音が、
is our one offensive weapon.
私たちが与えた攻撃の武具だって言うんです
ね。The one piece of armor that we're supposed to use
私たちが用いる武具、
win
戦いに勝利する武具が、
against someone else,
is the
sword of the Spirit.
神様の霊の剣だって言うんですね。
福音
は神様の愛ですね。
So、
私たちは戦うときに神様の愛を持って戦う
ということ
ですね。So、でもそれ
を具体的にどうしたらいいの
か、ね、この武具を私たちが身につけることはどうしたらできるの
か。The passage, especially we emphasized it last week, has already stressed our absolute dependence upon God.
でもですね、先週も言いましたけど、私たちは全てすることによって完全に神様に信頼する必要があるんですね。
So、we should not be surprised that the passage tells us that it is mainly through prayer.That we are to put on this armor. So, before we read the next part, one thing I need to tell you about the book of Ephesians, the letter of Ephesians. It's like crazy and like it doesn't really translate well. Because like the sentences are like really really long. And that works with Greek, but it doesn't really work too well with other languages. So like in English and Japanese, we have like a new sentence in this next verse. But just kind of think of it as a continuation, grammatically.
書き方をエペソの
書きました。 And so I kind of used, what is it, like the poetic license or something? Intentionally use bad grammar. So, in English, the bad grammar is not bad, but I think you can understand. By means, so we're going to stand and we're going to put on this armor. How? By means of all prayer and supplication. Praying at all times in the Spirit, and to that end, keeping alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints.
ですからちょっと文法的には合わないかもしれませんが、ギリシャ語の流れとしてこうなんですね。霊に助けられて全ての祈りと願いを求め、をするときに全ての聖なる者たちのために絶えず目を覚まして根気よく祈り続けなさいという、って長い。
So we could spend a long time on this, but I just want to point out one thing.
一つのことだけここから話したいのは、それは。
It tells us to pray for all the saints.For the universal church. That should be on our hearts that we should passionately pray for the worldwide church of God. But Paul doesn't end like that. He continues. And pray also for me.That words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak.
また私が適切な言葉を用いて話し、福音の真理を大胆に示すことができるように、私のためにも祈ってください。私はこの福音の使者として伝えに伝われていますか。それでも語るべきことは大胆に話せるようになってください。
Don't you think this is kind of a crazy way to end the passage?
終わり方はちょっと変な終わり方です。
Paul just got done telling us about how strong God is and how we can be strengthened by Him.
神様は素晴らしい力ある方だ。で、神様によって私たちは力を得るって話した
のに。How we are supposed to put on His amazing protective armor?
神様の武具を身につけなさい、素晴らしいものを身につけなさいって言ったポールなのに。
And now he says he's an ambassador in chains.
で、そこで鎖につながられた。
So in case you missed it, that means he's writing this letter from prison. And being an ambassador in chains is an oxymoron. It means it doesn't make any sense.
福音の使者としてのつながっているなんてちょっと文法的にはピンとこない。
Because an ambassador, even in those days, couldn't be put in prison. So.In the normal scheme of things, when we read this, we should be thinking, What kind of God is this?
何神様は大使を刑務所に送る？どんな神様？と思うのが普
通だ。Kind of protection is this?
神様の守りってこんなの？刑務所に送るようなもの？と思うかもしれません。
You're an ambassador?
それに神様の福音の二人に繋がれた大使？何それ？と思うのが普通かもしれません。
Because we look at our circumstances. But not Paul.
Paul
は違いますね。Paul looks at God.
Paul はこんな状況を見ても神様を見てます。神様だけを見てますね。
What does he pray?
彼は祈ることは何ですか？何を祈ってますか？
He doesn't pray for strength.
力を与えてくださいというふうに祈ってませんよ。
He's already got the armor of God.
Paul
was strong.
身につけられますが、彼自身も強いんです。彼は祈ってることは違うんですね。
He doesn't pray for his circumstances.
彼の状況を変えてくださいというふうに祈ってますね。
Please pray that God will get me out of here.
どうか神様は私を刑務所から出してください、祈ってくださいって言ってないんですね、ここでは。大胆さを与えてくださいよっていうのですね。
Just want to end. We're kind of going over.
ちょっとね、時間少し、ごめんね、本当に短く。
But I want to end with just one kernel that.Well, hopefully help us reason that, realize that God's protection is not always what we would expect.
これはですね、神様の守りがいつもあるわけではないということでちょっと話をしたいですけども。
I'll just try to tell it quickly. I want to tell you about a time when we almost left Japan.
もう2人でもう日本にやめようかと思った時ありました。
Now, you have to know a little background.
その背景があるんですけど、
I told you that I don't really that often have these visions from God.
私は別にちょっと神様のビジョンがある、そんな人間じゃありません。
And I also don't hear from God, you know, that often. I do hear from God, but not, you know,
まあ神様と一緒に運用しますけども、で
もそんなにちょっと。 But I am sure without a doubt that God called me and called us to Japan.
その時に思った、本当に神様は私を日本に私たちが日本にいるべきだということを神様に示されたことを思い出しました。30年間一緒に日本
に住んでいます。はい。まだ30歳でした。
でも確かに大変なところがいくつかありました。
A really difficult time.
大変なところありましたね。
Of times when I thought that my heart was going to break. Of times when I thought that I just couldn't go on another day. But God was faithful in taking me through all those times.
でも考えてみよう。神様はそこを私たちに伝えて、次の日に導いてくださいました。
But you know, when the difficulties are with yourself, it's different than when the difficulties are with your children.
As
parents, we want to protect our children. Now, most of you, not all of you, but most of you know our son Masanobu.
何かですよ、私たちのそのマサノブですけど、会ったことあると思いますけど。
And of course, I could get a picture of him.
彼の写真ですね。
So, if you don't know him, coming end of December, he'll be here.
12月に戻ってきますけど。
So, you know, even from this picture, you probably think, or if you've met him, that Masanobu is a strong, confident, passionate young man.
息子はすごく自信があっていろいろできる男の子のように思うかもしれませんけど。
But in his own words that he said very recently,
自分で、まあ、彼自身のことをこう言ってました。
I was a weird kid.
子供の時本当に変な子だったね。
When Masanobu was 1 year old, I broke my knee.
彼が1歳の時に私は膝を折ってしまって。
And this was a really terrible, traumatic time for our family. I had 3 small kids.
子供は3人いたわけですけど、その時に膝を折ってしまってすごく大変な時でした。
But for Masanobu, it was especially traumatic.
特に息子にとってはすごく大変だったと思います。
Because he was only 1 year old.
1歳ですから。
And so his mother suddenly disappeared.
途中で急に病院行くわけでいなくなっちゃう。
So a 1 year old child can't understand language, and they also don't have the brain processes to know that even though we can't see someone, that person still exists.
母親がいなくなった時にそれがいるかいないとかもう理解できないわけです
よね。 So, his mother had left his world.
突然ですね、母親が世界からいなくなっちゃった状況があったんですね。
And Masanobu started over a period of time, even after I came home from the hospital, it was extremely traumatic for everybody.
まあその時、まあ、私が病院から帰ったっていうのもそうですけど、サインポスもそうですけど、本当に全てのことがいろいろ大変なことがありました。
Actually, I couldn't walk.
まあ、長らく私は歩くことは。
Even though the doctor said, "Oh, you're healed."
で、お医者さんもこれ以上で、大体もう癒されてるよって言ったんですけど。
My knee could hardly move.
私のその膝がもう曲がんなくなったんですね。
So I couldn't straighten my leg.
ですから足をまっすぐにすることはできなくなる。
And I was like, "How am I going to live? I can't walk."
どうやって生きるかどうかもう思いました。
And it was just terribly stressful.
その時本当にこう、まあ、ストレスが高かったです。
You know, I did all this rehabilitation. Actually, I ended up having an operation that took care of it.
それからリハビリをして、また次の手術をしたりしました。
But anyway, because of all this stress and all this trauma in the home, at least this is my view, Masanobu started to act more and more
strange.行動がさせてもらうというなんていうのかな変わってくるというか、ね、
He started to go inward
だんだんだんだんこう自分の内向的になって
and to live in his own world
自分の世界にこう生きるようになりました
He always played alone rather than others with other children
遊びは自分だけで遊んでたわけですよね
and when he went into elementary school, he, because he was kind of different, he started to be bullied by other kids.
小学校に入った時ね、いろんな友達からこういじめられるようなこともあって。
So even after he started to get better, the other kids wouldn't let him play with them.
で、まあ、だんだん良くなってきても、なかなかでも友達と一緒に遊べない状況だった。
And the other kids really made fun of him.
で、彼がまあ、大笑われるとか、そういう状況はあり
ません。 So in other words, he was really not, you know, hit and things like that, but he was really bullied for 3 years. And we really, as his parents, we wanted to protect it and we tried to stop this bullying that was going on in school. But no matter what we did, it didn't stop. So one day when Masanobu was in third grade, he was just becoming more and more frustrated at school.So one night in the very, it was quite late, we got a phone call.
で、夜中はもうだいぶ遅かったんですけど。
It was Masanobu's teacher.
その先生だったんですけど。
And she said that Masanobu had punched a girl in the stomach and that the little girl needed to go to the hospital.
息子が、同級生の女の子をのお腹を殴って病院に行かなくちゃいけない。
So of course we were shocked.
驚いたんですね。驚いたの。
And of course we felt terrible.
本当にと申し訳ないとも思いましたね。
And we waited until the next morning to talk with Masanobu about it, but he also just felt terrible.
次の朝話したけど、彼自身もすごく、申し訳ないと思ってました。
And we told him at that time, no matter what happens to you,
No violence.
No violence. No matter what. But we also knew something else. We knew that Masanobu had responded in violence because of the bullying.
それは彼が実際に暴力を振るったのはそのいじめられることの反応として彼が。
And even though we were being blamed as being bad parents, and even though Masanobu was completely blamed for hurting this little girl, there was a lot more to it than that. And we felt so alone and so isolated at that time.And we really thought and prayed, how can we protect our sons? And we thought, God, where is your protection? Because often, when we think about protection, we look at our circumstances.But God sometimes, or maybe often, protects us, not through our circumstances, but because of our circumstances. God protects us, not because of our circumstances, but in spite of our circumstances. And as Masanobu grew into the man that he is today, I know this event changed his life. I know this event contributed to making him one of the most patient, gentle,loving young men that I know.
そのケアをさせたことから、そして本当にこう自分の中で自分をコントロールするっていうか、親切な人になったことは確かだと思うんですね。
Made him into a young man who is amazingly physically strong.
本当に体力的には強いんですけども。
But who doesn't choose to use that physical strength in a violent way.
まあ暴力で使うことはもうないと思うんですね。
God's protection is often not what we expect.
神様の守りって守りただ私たちが想像するものとちょっと違うことがあります。
The passage we read today talks about God's armor.
今日私に読んだ神様の武具の箇所ですけれども。
And armor is after all for battle.
So battle
means that we're going to find ourselves in difficult circumstances. That's what battle is. And this is so important. We are not supposed to fight this battle alone.When you picture this passage of wearing the armor of God, I just wonder, what were you picturing? Were you picturing just some, you know, one person standing there with this strong armor on and holding your shield? Because that's not God's picture. This is God's picture. We're not supposed to fight this battle. We're not supposed to fight this battle only with God's strength.We're supposed to fight this battle in unity. We're supposed to help each other in this battle. All of the English or Japanese doesn't bring this out, but all of the verbs in this passage are plural. They're for a group of people.
これは日本語や英語の聖書の箇所でははっきりしないんですけど、この聖書の箇所出てくる箇所は言葉動詞は全部複数形なんですね。人たち複数の人たちが言うところなんですね。
The modern church's view of our individual personal relationship with God is one of Satan's biggest lies and deceptions.
今の教会は、神様と自分との関係の一対一の関係を言うだけであって、もうそれは神様の理想じゃないんですね。それはちょっとした悪魔の仕業かもしれないと思うことがあります。
Because of course each individual has to have a personal relationship with God. But it's supposed to be a relationship that is found in community.
でもそれは共同体コミュニティの中にあってということがある前提なんですね。
So I just want you to look around you for a minute. Look at the people around you.And I want you to think of the people that you don't see here. Do you remember any people that you don't see here today? We need to pray for them. Because thinking that you can live this life as a Christian by yourself at home.Is a lie.
自分が一人で家で自分でクリスチャンとして生きていることはそれは嘘だ。
We need community.
本当にコミュニティが必要です。
We need each other.
互いが必要なんですね。覚えましょう。
So I want to just say it one more time.
はい、最後。
The battle of each individual is the battle of the church.
教会の戦いだって。
The battle of each individual is the battle of the church. And the battle of the church is the battle of each individual. Would you close your eyes and pray with me? Father God.Father God, we just ask for your mercy. Father God, I just pray that each person here would know without a doubt that you are the true and the living God. That you sent your only Son, Jesus, to die on a cross for our sins. So that we could have a relationship with you. But that gospel is not just for us. That healed relationship is not just for me personally. It's for everybody here. It's for everybody who's not here. Both people who are in a relationship with you and for all those all over Japan who aren't. So God, I just ask that you give us your heart. Give us your heart, God, for your gospel and for your kingdom. Let's keep in an attitude of prayer, and I just ask that we keep seeking God, and we keep seeking and expecting to hear from God. Thank you. we just ask that you help us right now. Oh Lord, we pray that we can see and we can receive and we can put on your armor. Oh Lord, not just our normal expectation of protection, but Lord, let us stand and let us fight the battle, be part of the spiritual battle that is going on around us. Lord, we pray that as a body, as a community, we would join hands and we would pray for one another and we would pray for each other to be strengthened by you. We pray that your strength and your mercy and your grace would be upon each and every single person that's part of this community, whether they're here or whether